You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
A lot of talk about soccer. I was thinking last night, all the talk I did about Leo, as they call him, Leo Messi, you know, coming and all that stuff. And never watched soccer before. I was never interested in world football or whatever it's called. We don't even know what it is. But anyway, you know, I was digressing, but there was a big movie that had a scene in it that will always ring true for me. And one of the sub-themes in it was there was a star, superstar player, who was driven by hatred for his father. And his father was a real piece of work. You know, he was drunk and unkept and was in the stands and yelling. And he was always embarrassing his son. His son hated him. And you started hating him because of that. But he was driven to be the best because of hatred for his father. And then they were sitting, he was having a little quiet moment with the coach on the field, and he was lamenting, the player was, because he wasn't so much driven anymore by that hatred. And the coach said, well, that's not driving you to be your best. Why don't you try forgiving him? Boy, did he get a look on that. He said, the player said, I'm not giving him that. And the coach quickly said, oh, it's not something you give to your dad. Oh, no. Forgiveness is a gift that you give for yourself.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Got something a little better for you, okay? Get this. Take a deep breath. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Let something go and know that you have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Today is a new day. Begin it well and serenely, with too high a spirit to be cumbered with your old nonsense. This new day is too dear with its hopes and invitations to waste a moment on the yesterdays. Wow, that's cool. I didn't make that up. That's actually Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
I noticed it. Just a light went off. I noticed that all of my childhood punishments have actually now become my adult goals, like eating vegetables, staying home, having a nap, going to bed early.
Amen.
Can you?
Wow.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
The University of Nebraska women's volleyball crowd, anyway. They were known for their large crowds, I guess. I don't know how the whole thing started, but they're very popular out in Nebraska. The women's volleyball team. You know, normally, like, they wouldn't even make the news. It's like, well, in all the sports that's going on, they would never get any attention. But boy, they did the other day, because they thought they could set a record for having the world's most people at a women's sporting event. Now, the record was set in 2022. The Champions League match in Barcelona, they get big crowds there, was well over 91,000 people. So when they were playing Wednesday, the only real suspense whether the match would set a record for the most attended women's sporting event, that was the only suspense. After the second set concluded in this volleyball game with Nebraska, they were well on their way to a victory. The public address announcer came on and declared the attendance to be 92,003 people. They set the world's record. Thank God for those three people. I mean, that was very close.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
The Liberty Bell arrived in Philadelphia. I don't know what that was like. You can kind of hear the cart coming on the cobblestone, right? And the guys that did it must have been very concerned about it falling or something, breaking or whatever, you know. The thing is 70% copper. Of course, nowadays, back then, you know, that was the deal. That's the way it was. But it has become an iconic symbol of what? Not Philadelphia, not the revolution, really. It's a symbol of freedom. And it was made to be a symbol of freedom. And I know that because, as my dad used to say all the time, I love him for that, there's a Bible verse on it. You know that? There's a Bible verse on the Liberty Bell. That's right. It's about liberty. So it says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, which is quite appropriate. What was it used in the Bible? It was back in Leviticus. Yeah, Leviticus. It was calling for the year of Jubilee, which was every 50 years they would have the Jubilee. The Israelites would return property and free slaves in the year of Jubilee, proclaiming liberty. Boy, right? That's what I'm talking about right there. Pretty amazing. And little old Cup of Joe, long before he was the official cup, put his finger in the crack. And you're like, what? No, you can't do that. You can't get to it. Well, there was a day you could. You remember that? You ever visit Philadelphia? It's one of the other things I love my dad about. Visiting Philadelphia, just me and him. Went to Independence Hall. You went upstairs, turned the corner, and there it was. The Liberty Bell is sitting right there. It was before 1976, just a few years before, because 1976 was the bicentennial, and that was going to be a big deal, and massive crowds would be coming and trying to touch the Liberty Bell, so they put it out across the street and in plexiglass. So I just never thought I'd say, wow, I was so privileged to, and I'm looking at a photograph of it right now with that iconic crack, and I thought, I'm pretty sure little old Cup of Joe put his finger right in the crack of that Liberty Bell right there. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
I say cut that out. Yes. What's it all about? Elucidate.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
Having some fun, if that's okay. A little bit of it on a Friday edition. Maybe a gobsmacked amount of fun. I don't know. I'm looking at terms that we used to use back in the day. A lot of these came from the 1930s, but I realize they made it through my generation. A lot of them did, like the word bazillion. I use that all the time because I can't, you know, I know it's way over what anybody, it's way over a trillion or whatever, you know, it's a bazillion, largest number ever. It's like a bazillion of them. Okay. I don't know about Acamaracus. Acamaracus, it's a pretentious nonsense, okay? We forgot about that one because it's hard to pronounce, right? 86, you ever said, oh yeah, 86 that. That came from the 1930s too. It was used in a diner, a restaurant, I guess, for something they needed to throw out. I don't know why, nobody does. But we use it for, it means get rid of that, 86 it. And it, you know, and it's like, you'd probably say that and a 20-year-old be looking at you like, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. Boondoggle, use that all the time, right? That's a frivolous waste of time. A lot of boondoggling going on right there, according to Merriam-Webster, all right? Cockamamie, use that all the time. You say things like, you're like, you know, that's a cockamamie idea. It was used in 1931. It was a children's slang. Referred to a decal applied to the skin, like a temporary tattoo. Really? That's a cockamamie idea, I guess. That's kind of the way it is. Gobsmacked. Used that before. Flabbergasted, that's what it means. Why don't you just say flabbergasted? You know. Nitwittery. I don't even know if we... See, nowadays, you don't know. You don't know what they mean. You don't know if you can say them anymore. Nothing. Okay? I know we used to have a rip snorting good time, and that was like way too much fun. But now I don't even know if you can say it anymore. So
a great way to start your day, the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
Thinking about that donut place. So people were upset that a man who owned a donut shop by himself, pastries and stuff too, you know, come in early in the morning. And then sell everything till it's sold out in the morning. But his wife is sick, and he wants to get home and take care of it. A lot of people were upset because, you know, like, well, you know, our government should be doing that. We should fill in and all that stuff, you know. But I think really better than that was the customers. They all get together, individual decisions, to go in and buy as much as they can. People walking out of there with 5-6 dozen boxes of something. Just to sell him out, so by 7 in the morning, he gets to go home and take care of his wife. That's really cool. We're a country that comes together individually. when we see a need. Pretty amazing. You know, there's a lot of people that don't understand that. But you realize that you were put on this earth for things way beyond yourself, right? It's pretty neat. And there's a little video that goes with the little spiel about the bake shop. And when the man goes to close it up because he sold everything, everybody's commenting. But did you see the look? The man realized it was the customer, potential customer, realized it was closed. But he had a smile on his face because he felt happy for the owner. When does that ever happen?
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.